This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Well, that's the big show. Yes, it's a big match show tonight. Oh.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, and Leroy Butler taking out on the free coffee. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan. Yeah, he announced that he was jacked up. Right around this time is, but the tough thing is, there's been food in the building all week. So everybody's in the break room, and if you're Leroy Butler and you walk into the break room when there's a bunch of people, it's like, it's a madhouse.
When it's Robert's specialty meats and ribs on a stick and all that
crazy,
stuff,
yeah.
I mean, you could smell it. You open the door to come into our building, and you could smell that it was ribs on a stick.
Yeah. I saddled
up. Right away.
Al Capone sausages. Oh, yeah.
Me. Two
got
plates.
In here at like noon today or something like that. I think is when they
two
brought
plates.
It.
Yeah, two plates already. Come on, are you kidding me? Of course it was. Easy. That's an easy wrap up. You got to have at least two. 414-799-1250 live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen Never inbox. Frozen. Who is the best player on this Bucks team, Sparky, that you would be able to lose for a significant period of time, and this team be okay? We asked the question coming off the heels of the Eric Bledsoe injury, and Shams was able to calm us down about 45 minutes ago here on the Fan and tell us that it's going to be about a 2 to 3 week injury, miss opening night, won't be there for the Rockets game, but no real long-term effect.
Effect.
Effects
okay,
for
Mark?
Eric Bledsoe.
I can finish your sentence.
But as you finish out here,
got him choked up in there.
As you go through the rest of the season, is there one guy that you still look to that they'd be able to lose and be able to withstand that blow?
It's such a difficult question. And I saw one of our listeners tweeted out, not to the station, just randomly out there to his followers, whatever that he has. And I went to respond back to it on Twitter. And I was like, Bledsoe. And then I stopped and I was like, George Hill and not much. Elite. Brooke Lopez. Robin Lopez can't really shoot the three like his brother. Then what? Nope. Delete. For 2 days, I've been sitting here trying to think of what the correct answer is to this question. And it's, you know, the most important player that they can afford to lose. It does not say what starter they can afford to lose, but who's the most important player that they can afford to lose and still be okay at the end of the day? I'm going to say they can stand to lose Wesley Matthews, and they'll still be okay at the end of the day if they were to lose Wesley Matthews for the year. You still have got Sterling Brown. You got DiVincenzo. You got Korver. You got enough wing depth, I think, to where they can overcome a Wes Matthews if he were to get hurt and still go win an NBA championship without Wes Matthews. Would I prefer Wes Matthews to stay healthy? Absolutely. But Wes Matthews more than likely is going to be a starter, I would think, at this point. So of everybody, I would say Wes Matthews.
Gary, for you, if there was one player that of major significance to the team that you'd be able to withstand the loss of, who would that be for you on the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, I mean, you're right about Wes, Steve. I mean, I get down with that. But does DiVincenzo, does that matter?
Well, they lost him last year, and they were able to do
right.
decently
I mean,
well.
He's so far down the bench, right?
Probably. Yeah, maybe a little bit too deep. Maybe a Sterling Brown. A Brooke Lopez with the addition of Dragan Bender, although Steve's right with Robin Lopez, he's not going to be able to step out like Brooke.
No.
But that one you might be able to do, but it does take away a major part of your offense, especially in transition.
No, you're right. I just think, well, you know they got to have Giannis, right?
That would be true, yes.
And I think you got to have George Hill. You got to have him. I think you got to you got to have Bledsoe. I mean, although he's hurt right now, mm-hmm. that's why we're doing a doggone thing.
We're talking about being done.
Huh?
We're talking about being done.
Yeah, being done over. I mean, that's...
Not just a couple weeks being done like Bledsoe. So we're talking about being done, and then can they still go win an NBA title if they lose this guy?
Yeah, well, I mean, God, I'm going to pick the cheapest guy out there, and it'd be DiVincenzo.
A first-round pick that you lost last year. And there's opportunities for different guys to be able to step up in those roles. And, then
you're loaded right there.
You're still going to be able to probably be able to transition later on in the year. At 414-799-1250 would be the one most important player the Bucks would be able to withstand the loss of in this season. 414-799-1250. Sparky, I do believe, though, the Brook Lopez situation, and I understand he does allow Mike Budenholzer and the offense to run the way they want to run and space the floor with a big away from the basket.
Huge.
And open up that lane to really free run down the baseline, which they've utilized in the corners a lot.
And helps rebounding on that side of the floor as well.
It just feels like to me, with the lightning rods that they have offensively and the versatility of Giannis to be able to take that inside game away, I think Brook Lopez would be my answer, but it would still be tough if you're looking at a three-month run without number 11.
Okay, so let's look at Brook Lopez this way. If Brook Lopez is on the floor offensively, let's start there, right, Billy? So now you don't have that guy, like you say, pull the big away. So pulling the big away, what does that allow? That allows one shot blocker to come away from the rim to free up a Middleton, a Bledsoe, or a Giannis to get to the rim. That's what that allows. If it's Robin Lopez out there, if it's me defending, I'm sagging. Like, go ahead, shoot. You're not your brother. Go ahead, take that shot. And you got to prove to me that you can hit that shot like your brother. So it takes away a shot blocker from the rim, potentially. It takes away a big to get that rebound for second chance opportunities for the Bucks offense, too. I think it hurts them more on the offensive side of the floor, maybe than it does even on the defensive side of the floor. Now, he blocked way more shots than I thought he was going to block last year.
Without a doubt. I did not
see him being that good on that side of the floor blocking shots. So that will hurt. But Robin Lopez isn't horrible at blocking an occasional shot from time to time either. He's probably a better rebounder in general than Brook Lopez, even though people will say, well, Lopez takes up space and allows everybody else to get rebounds, so don't worry about the fact he doesn't average a bunch of rebounds. But I still think defensively, I still think they're okay with Robin Lopez. Offensively is where I think the problem becomes for everybody in that half-court offense when he isn't out there.
They're not going to be the covering machine they were last year if they don't have Brook Lopez.
Correct.
That's for sure. And Leroy, they had such health last year in the run to the Eastern Conference Final, and that was one of the reasons why it was such a special run. You didn't really lose anybody for any drastic, significant part of time. Outside of DiVincenzo.
Well, Brogdon was gone for a while, but he could really go now.
Right, towards the end of the year, you played without Malcolm Brogdon, but then he gets his health back once you get into the playoff run. Is there one guy on this roster of real importance that you could see the Bucks being able to withstand the loss of, being able to still make it to the NBA Finals this year?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's tough because you know people still want to say Chris Middleton. But
you think
when you give him that kind of money, they can't.
See, I don't think
they can't make a run without Chris Middleton, cuz.
Right. But you know there's going to be people that do still want to believe with the upgrade that you could possibly have, that they would believe that they'd be able to do it without
22. I would think it would be George Hill, because George Hill, to me, stabilized a lot last year.
Yep.
And this guy came alive in a bunch of games. And bringing him back made me, and he looks in great shape too.
Great shape.
He's ready to roll. I think George Hill has the background to back it up. So I'm a big George Hill guy. For some reason, if he's not there or whatever, it can be a problem, because I'm a big Sterling Brown guy. You know, shooter. He came
shooter.
Along. And so I think one of the biggest things about that, when you're able to shoot, get back on defense and dunk on people and do all these kind of things, I just love that. So if I had to pick one, like we're doing, I would say George Hill, man. George Hill, guys, he's a great guy to have on your team in your locker room.
Ryan Wood will join us at 4:35. Ryan Wood tweeting this out just moments ago. Packers running back Aaron Jones was not fined for tossing the football to his twin brother Alvin after the second touchdown, but was fined $10,527 for waving
at
Byron Jones during his third.
Can't
he said he was in the zone.
You got to lose with dignity and win with dignity.
But do yeah, but it is more
don't
fun.
Don't do that.
Aaron Jones tweeted out that, yeah, okay, maybe it wasn't worth the money
don't
that he
it.
Paid.
Don't do
he
it.
Said, but it's an awesome picture, dude. I'm having it blown up.
No. Oh, 100%.
Oh, you got
the picture of him waving to him. No, he said, yeah, I'm not blowing up.
Well, he can make that money back. I'd be autographing that, Leroy.
No,
he can make that money back.
Do you have a signature picture, Leroy, that you autograph?
Well, the leap, obviously.
That would make sense.
So you don't think Jones could have that be his picture?
No, you don't want that.
Yeah. Oh, of course you do.
Why not?
No, you never want to be a showboat type like that, especially a running back. People going to take shots at
you. Nobody wants to be the showboat.
You're going to invent the Lambo leap.
You
got to
have class. And that's not classy to me. I don't want to see that. Just like I didn't want to see Ezekiel Elliott jumping into the thing for
For the Salvation Army?
Yeah, I don't want to see that kind
of. Are you kidding?
No, just
come on.
Class,
man. I'm not taking that bait. We can get Aaron Jones some of that money back.
Y'all opinion. I mean, y'all have to agree with me.
We can get Aaron Jones some of that money back. It's yours.
Let me tweet him and say, don't be blowing that up. Let that slide.
To win a $1,000 roster bonus on the Fan, all you need is this keyword, culture. C-U-L-T-U-R-E, culture. C-U-L-T-U-R-E.
Cardi B's baby name.
Text culture to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Make sure to listen throughout the 4 o'clock hour for your next chance in our national text contest.
Her birthday is today,
keyword
too.
Is good until 4 o'clock. 414-799-1250. Is there one player of real significance that you could see the Bucks being able to withstand the loss of? Roscoe is in New Berlin. He's up on the Fan. Hey, Roscoe.
What's up, Roscoe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I mean, it'd be an easy pick, like DiVincenzo or something like that, but like for an extended period of time. I think it really is Bledsoe. I think that George Hill could fill that role.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about Brook Lopez. I mean, Brook Lopez, I think, is more important than we give him credit for because he does have a chance to shoot that three, and that just opens up the whole floor. I think if we fill in Robin Lopez and the Brook Lopez role, that's going to clog a lot of things in the lane for our mid-range game for Giannis and Middleton. So I think George Hill, and with our rotations, we can definitely fill the role of Bledsoe much easier than Brook Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, Bledsoe does bring a lot of tenacity on the defense and offensive side, but I think with our rotations and with George Hill, we can definitely pick up the slack easier there than filling a Brook Lopez role where that extends the whole floor and opens up everything else for the mid-range game of our other players.
Appreciate the call, Roscoe. And when you do have the guy that can fully open up the floor for everybody else in Brook Lopez, Sparky, the offensive side is well withstanding. But when you bring up defensively, Brook Lopez was also a possibility to be on the all-defense team last year.
You had
two of five guys. You had two of the five dudes on the first team all-defense with Bledsoe and Giannis.
Giannis finished second to Gobert, whatever his name.
Mm-hmm. Gobert, yeah, him
That's
too.
That's one of my favorite late-night guys. One of my favorite late night. I'm a Jimmy Kimmel guy too. But
sure,
Colbert is my number one.
No, it's Jimmy Fallon all day long.
Too
twice
gimmicky.
On Sundays.
Too gimmicky, but
what?
Too gimmicky.
No chance. And he's got the Tonight Show dough. I mean, when you're
once you
bring ice cream into the equation, you got my vote.
He's got a ride at Universal Studios.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite rides. Yeah, so yeah, but Stephen Colbert is my platinum.
So he has a ride at Universal, not at Disney. Do they talk about the Universal side of the world according to Sparky, or is that
Andy Split, sir? Get in here.
Oh, Andy hates Universal Studios. So Andy's...
That'll make him mad.
Is that like blasphemy talking about in the world according to Sparky world? Like Universal Studios?
It is for Andy Spitzer. Okay. We have our latest episode of the world according to Sparky.
Upset.
Up on the Fan website right now. In fact, it does come up because apparently he is going to try to make another journey to Universal Studios on his next trip at the end of the month.
It didn't go so well.
Did he ever tell you why he doesn't like it?
Because they just don't know what they're doing compared to Disney. It's just not as fun. He just, nitpicks. They're like, doesn't like the website, doesn't like this. He gets angry when you compare
the
two.
He's 34 years old, but he acts 54.
Yeah.
Little things bother him.
Yes.
But when you like something, you
sure.
support it. So everything else, you tear it down.
Like Pella Windows and Doors. Love those
just
people.
Straight 100.
Love the Gina Dellas from Pella.
Oh, you got to love them. Right, Leroy?
Yeah, what were you doing over there?
October 15th. Excuse me?
Yeah, we talking, conversating you over there on Instagram? What were you?
No, I'm not on Instagram, Leroy.
I'm finna
you
get on
see?
Now.
No, October 15th. It's that last
day. You extended it.
Well,
extended
did,
the deadline. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the date is?
Today's date is the 11th. Yesterday was October 10th. That is the 50th
birthday. My sister's
birthday
is tomorrow.
Brett Favre. There you go.
Oh, was it really?
Yep.
Yeah. we extended that date because it was going to be done there in mm-hmm. September. And now we extended out to October 15. I don't know if they're going to extend it again, guys, but you got to get over there right now to pillar windows and doors
hurry.
And try to get that financing because that's where it's at, man. It's free money, guys. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, you better go take advantage of it. It was me. And we talk about styles, guys. They got a lot of different styles for you to choose from for your windows, guys. And if you just talk about service, impeccable service, installation, they can do it as little as one day. A lot of people not doing that, guys. Go check my good friends today at Pillow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And when you walk in the door, tell them that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Okay, you can't choose a Leap 36 jersey. But 414-799-1250, you can't. That's not part of this equation.
Okay.
Which current Packer is the next Packers jersey you would buy? 414-799-1250. Hour away from your fantasy football questions getting answered by the godfather of fantasy football, starting lining them up with the hashtag Big Fantasy at 105.7 FM The Fan on Twitter. Tom Kesnick is here at 4 o'clock, Ryan Wood at 4:35. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. What's the next Packer jersey you would buy? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Going to the game this weekend, and one of my buddies that I'm going with all of a sudden said, it's Big Z. I said, what do you mean? He goes, Za'Darius Smith. That's the next Packer jersey I'm going to get.
Big Z.
Big Z. Yeah, and I couldn't argue with it, Gary. I mean, now this is a little bit different for you as the former player, I understand. I don't know when the last time you actually wore somebody else's jersey was. But for fans, at this point in time, everybody's got an Aaron Rodgers. Everybody's got a Devontae Adams if you want one. But now you got Aaron Jones. You got Za'Darius Smith. If it would have been 78, mine was going to be Billy Turner. Because, I mean, boy Billy Turner at 77 would be a great one to have. 414-799-1250. Stevie, for you, rocking something over at the Mecca, what would you be sporting on the back?
It's pretty funny because I couldn't tell you the last time I bought a jersey. I've got a couple of Giannis jerseys for Christmas over the last couple of years, but actually me physically myself went out and bought a jersey. It's been quite some time. The last football jersey I got was from my guy Chuck over at Racine Automotive back in the day when they were still in business. Gave me an Aaron Rodgers jersey, which was pretty cool. So I wear that from time to time. To this whole point, I was telling Kay this. Jair Alexander is the one that I've been saying. If I get another one, it's probably going to be Jair Alexander. But having said that, and the reason it was Alexander over Aaron Jones was because, to be quite honest with you, I'd all but given up hope that we'd ever see Aaron Jones get to do what he should be doing. it may change to Aaron Jones if they actually let him play now and don't do this 10 carries per game crap and don't get him the ball enough. But if they let him play and let him be this Pro Bowl type player, then maybe it is Aaron Jones. But Jair Alexander, I just think that kid's going to be
great stuff.
He's going to be a stud.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
That's a good one to have, too, because you don't want to have necessarily the too obscure where everybody looks at you funny. Like when I would wear my Josh Sitton, it was just obscure enough that people were, okay, that makes sense. That's a decent one to work. Let's go to Brett's on the east side up on the Fan. Hey, Brett.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, man. I'm not big on buying jerseys anymore because the last ones I've gotten, I had a Clay Matthews, traded, had a Randall Cobb. Got traded. So I'm not big on buying them anymore. But if I was going to get one, it would have to be my main man, Jamal Williams. Just love the guy's attitude for the game and everything like that. I would happily rock his jersey.
That works out. He felt like he was a mermaid.
I hung up on him. I was going to tell him, please go buy. That means Aaron Jones will get some more carries once I get rid of him. That would be great. And just go buy the Jamal Williams jersey.
There you go.
Dude.
Reverse the curse.
I'll buy you a Jamal Williams jersey to get Aaron Jones more playing time.
My goodness.
Maybe we'll trade him at the deadline then, and then I can get Aaron Jones more time.
Okay.
Well, he's got two guys shipped out of here. Let's see if we can get him shipped out of here, too, to get Aaron Jones more time.
Okay.
Gary, if you were buying one for your son, who would you want him repping on the back? That would be a good one.
Yeah, for my son. Savage.
Darnell Savage?
Yeah, for Brock, yeah, Savage all day long.
It would have been a slam dunk if he wore number 21, though.
Wouldn't it? Well, they tried to, and
they blocked it out.
If he can get it next year. But Savage, I think, right now, for these young kids out there, he may be the guy.
Eric says, without a doubt, it's J.K. Scott. He's the real MVP of the team at this point.
Well, right now he is.
And he's a straight-up good dude.
Just a straight good dude.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. Really buying a punter jersey? I mean, I'm the offensive lineman on the show. No one's buying punter's jersey.
So
right?
LeRoy's always giving you crap. And I think he's eating some more Robert specialty meat somewhere in the building. But
he was asking where everything was.
Just to clarify. So Gary, because he's a bigger dude, right? LeRoy says that he's got to wear bigger numbers for bigger guys, Kenny Clark, Bakhtiari, whoever it may be. But what then does that mean for like me, who's a smaller dude? Does that mean I have to wear the kicker jerseys? I mean, what exactly does that mean for me?
Those rules don't apply to you.
It's only big dudes.
Only big dudes.
Only big dudes.
Yeah, only big
so
dudes.
So I'm free and clear to get whatever I want.
You can wear a 75 if you
right.
want to.
I can wear a Bakhtiari jersey
but
if I want.
You just can't put Billy in number 9. Don't fit.
It does look strange. I'll rob that number every single day.
He needs two numbers.
Every single day of the week.
He needs two numbers.
So he could wear Aaron Jones then.
No, that won't worry. No, he's going to have 70.
You just
60.
Said two numbers.
Yeah, I understand. But he can't do 15, can't do 14.
There's a reason why I rock the 50 a lot of times.
He'd be in the 50s.
Has to be 50s or higher?
Yes.
But not wide receiver numbers.
No, he can't do that.
But now what if it's a Montrevious Adams at Auburn when he would rock number 1?
Well, see,
for a big dude,
you would have to get Auburn number 1.
For sure.
Yes.
100%.
You can rock that all day long.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because there's just something different about a big dude rocking that.
Yeah, and see, because
I'm not looking at an Auburn jersey.
Here's rule of thumb. No, you're not. But here's rule of thumb.
No.
If you get a college player, big boy like that, and he's rocking 1, that tells you right there when he was in high school.
He was the dude.
He was athletic and really good. They just kind of forced him to play on the line.
Rashawn Gary at number 3 at Michigan.
Yes.
That would make all
athletic.
The sense in the
That's
world.
That's all that means. When you see college dude, defensive lineman with single digits numbers, you know in high school they did it all. They played a little fullback, a little tailback, a little quarterback. They played wide out, played all the skill positions.
Don't think there's a lot of people wanting a Rashawn Gary jersey right now.
I think there might be a few more than you would think.
More than you think, yeah. 52?
Nah. I don't see it. Look, if you look at who people want, Za'Darius Smith for sure.
100%.
Jaire Alexander, yes. Right? I'll get down that.
Yep.
Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'd like some love for my man, Kevin King.
I'll get down that. Kevin King, no, probably not because he's never healthy. Tremont Williams probably still gets love from the last time he was here.
Sure.
People still digging some Tremont Williams. I think there's love out there for Blake Martinez, even though some people don't get on board. I think he gets that A.J. Hawk type love. So he gets that. Kenny Clarkson gets some love,
mm-hmm.
right? People that can admire what he's doing. That's probably about it on that side of the ball. And then maybe Amos, I guess. But then on the other side of the ball, nobody's buying offensive lineman jerseys. Sorry, David Bakhtiari.
No, everybody.
That's just not buying.
There's a lot of 69s out there, cousin. And a lot of guys with 69s, they're kind of creepy.
I don't think right.
Now you're getting into the number, but isn't it about the player's name on the back of the jersey?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Oh, yes and
no. You got to get a stylish number. You don't want anything random. Like, the reason why a JerMichael Finley was so appealing, the 88 just looks good. It just looks cool.
Them 8s, man.
Looks smooth.
But do you get, like, your lucky number? So my lucky number is, 7. So whoever's wearing 7 on the Packers, that's whose jersey I'm buying because 7's my lucky number.
Yeah.
Maybe.
People do that?
Yeah. Or we could just get you an old Randall Cunningham jersey. Yeah. LeRoy Butler, if you were going to have somebody, obviously, everybody knows to go get the 36, but if you were going to campaign for somebody to get a new Packer jersey, which one should be being rocked around?
You say to get a new one, like you're going to retire it?
Current player to wear.
Go to the Packer Pro Shop. What jersey
17,
should they buy?
17.
Because he is one of the new faces in Devontae Adams.
Yeah, because you got to pick a guy that you think is going to be here. You don't want to pick a guy that he's gone. Like, I know you love Brett Favre, but he got 4 jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
He got Atlanta, the Jets, that other team, and the Packers. So I'm going to try to pick a guy who's going to be here and have a chance to get into the Hall of Fame, other than the obvious Aaron Rodgers. So I would say Devontae Adams.
That's where the 69 comes in, though. 69, with three-time All-Pro, couple of more of those, and you're stocking up.
Yeah, if he gets one more All-Pro, I mean,
he's in.
Definitely a conversation.
Bakhtiari's in Hall of Fame.
Grant says, I'm not a uber popular jersey kind of guy. I'm a big guy myself. Think I got to go with another big dude and Kenny Clark. There's some love for the 97s.
You got to hope he signs back, though.
Brian throws in what Gary said. I would love a Darnell Savage jersey, but I don't know if he's going to change his number until next year. Hit me up in the DMs, right. Darnell Savage, if you have some inside info.
Yeah.
That's why the people might be slow on buying his right now. Maybe. They want to see if it gets changed next year. Because there's nothing worse than that. Having a jersey and that guy changes his number.
What was this? Well, you know, Dorsey Lep, not Dor- the other light skin.
William Henderson.
William Henderson had a 33 and a 30.
I had never been
Doug
so confused
Evans
before.
Had a 33. Amon Green had a 33 and a 30, briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, it's confusing for the NFL when they do the football cards as well. But I try to look at longevity.
Yeah, you got to look at longevity.
That's why I'm proud of all of my cards are in green and white jerseys. I mean, does fans really, maybe they can give us a call, get a phone number out, Gary.
414-799-1250.
Yeah, does that bother you if you get a guy's jersey and he's gone?
100%, but I still rock an Aaron
Brewers,
Campen.
With the Brewers, I know that was an issue. So it's like, whose jersey would you get? And this was a while ago, and I said number 8. Bias, of course.
Stunned, yeah.
Yeah. But the Prince people, were you upset that you bought the Prince jersey and you wear it to the stadium and that guy's playing for somebody else?
Listen,
do fans care about that
kind of stuff? I don't know about the rest of the country. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you what happens at Reds games or Bengals games.
What do you know about that then?
But Milwaukee,
yeah, what they
here,
think?
Brewers games, you will see all kinds of old Brewers jerseys
yeah,
here.
You will.
Guys that played in the 90s jerseys That's people true. Are wearing at those games, they do not care how old it is. Their
Why
support and their
fans care. I wonder.
Packer fans, you still see Favre jerseys walking around?
100%.
Yeah, but you don't.
But what?
Not, every day.
Yes. The people that got the purple Favre jerseys.
You see that too.
I ain't talking about
especially
the purple.
Vikings game. Vikings
they'll
game.
Wear that,
Leroy, the
wear
Vikings
the purple
game
Favre jerseys.
In Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
So all you see is four fire purple jerseys.
The purple, yeah.
You still see any driver jerseys walking around?
No, I don't see many of them.
Drivers, see, now that's a driver.
No, you're right. Don't see many
hey,
of them.
Hey, driver's a great jersey.
Another true
buy,
legend.
Because he played for one team.
Them,
Jordy Nelson.
I see a lot of Leroy's jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because Nick Collins kept it going as well.
Too.
So
that
yeah.
That's good. Because he also played for one team.
And we also haven't mentioned 21. A lot of Woodson still rolling around
Woodson's
that place.
Still rolling.
100%.
Yeah,
Mike.
But he's been Oakland first. So.
Oh, yeah, he had multiple. Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Glendale. Mike, which is the next Packer jersey you're buying?
Hey, happy Friday, fellas.
Good
happy Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
I want myself a Za'Darius Smith jersey. I love what I've seen on defense so far. Dude's an animal. Mm-hmm. I love how he's taken over leadership. I mean, he has a lot to do if he wants to be a Hall of Famer. But, I mean, let's see if the Pack can still keep him 4 years from now.
Appreciate the call, Mike. Yep. Aztecs in New Berlin. One more before we get a buzz here on a Friday for the Wendy's
buzz,
Big
buzz.
Show. Let's go. Oh, sorry. It's Ike in New Berlin. Ike, you're on the fan. It is Aztec. My bad. Aztec, you're on the fan.
Yeah,
my bad.
Tech, what's up, cuz?
What's up, you guys? How y'all doing today?
Good.
All right, let me give you my little theory real quick.
Come
First
on
of
with
all,
it.
When you come with, when you, the, what I got learned, because, yeah, I'm that guy, I hate when I get a jersey and they leave.
Right.
So you got to get the longevity. I had the clay when he first came. That's 10 years. I got good stretch out of that one.
Yeah.
You got to go with usually you got to go with a quarterback because you know they're going to be there for a while. But, okay, so I'm Aztec 9. That's my nickname. So I was able to go out and I said, screw buying everybody else's jersey. Let me get this Aztec on the back. And then the number 9 is my number. So now I just walk around Packer land in my jersey.
Okay, I like that.
Now, how many different people ask when you played or when that guy played?
No, because sometimes people don't like the way I look. Or, you know, I'm kind of an intimidating-looking guy, so I don't get a lot of people.
Intimidating-looking guy? How do you look, Aztec? How do you look? Describe yourself.
For real. When I go to the games that I'm representing, I'm all geared up, man. I'm charmed out, hats on, earrings. I'm full Packer gear. I'm one of those guys.
Paint on the face?
No, I don't do the paint on the face.
Okay,
man.
So you're not like the Oakland fans.
No.
Okay,
go check out my page, Little Lambo, on Facebook.
I got you. I'm going to check you
then,
out.
You can see, you know, I can't make it to Big Lambo all the time, so I made Little Lambo. We over there down in South Milwaukee kicking it for the games. But for real, I went with my own jersey for that situation.
Yeah, that's a perfect compromise. Appreciate it.
You know, you're never traded.
That's true. You're never getting traded.
Never.
But I thought that's he's looking mean, Leroy.
He's intimidating.
Intimidating. I like that one. John Young is far from intimidating, though.
Oh, no question.
That is true. Nice dude.
Nice dude, indeed. Young Express, coming. We talk about so much continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company, a company that's been in business for over 27 years? Well, of course you would. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing again. Currently looking to add to the dispatch and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company they are to work for. Now go and find out yourself and apply at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Want to work in sales? This is a couple of things they're looking for right now. Reliable transportation. Willing to prospect new businesses via phone, email, and social selling. High school diploma or equivalent. Outside sales experience is preferred, and of course, closing and follow-up skills are a must. What you can expect, 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests, generous mileage reimbursement, health insurance, 401k, an expense account, plus cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by Young Express. So, whether it be dispatch or sales, apply for the position that fits your passion at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G, express.com. J-U-N-G, express.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Take some more of these and get a buzz next.
It's time for the Beauforting Sports Buzz of the Day, where we discuss today's most buzzworthy sports story. Brought to you by Milwaukee's most buzzed about beverage. 100% natural Beauforting beer. Go all natural and drink in the buff.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Speaking of drinking in the buff, Free Beer Friday going on at Total Wine and More, 3 to 6. This is the Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Gary Ellerson. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here. This is always fun buzz news, and Leroy Butler, I know, will love this. Leroy, Giannis, going to be a new dad.
Hey, congratulations.
So in like maybe 2035, it can be Giannis the second, and then Alex Tetekumbo, Kostas Tetekumbo.
I heard he was naming his kid Leroy. Right?
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah, Giannis didn't have a boy, Leroy.
Oh,
Leroy.
Well, congratulations.
I think it's
going to
be Leroy.
Roy Tetekumbo.
This is, you should, if a young man having his first son, this is my own opinion, should be a junior. But that's just me. Congratulations.
Congratulations. And Giannis, if you're listening, another mouth to feed, who knows, and you haven't signed that Supermax, you could use $1,000 roster bonus.
You're trying to take the money right back.
No, I'm just trying to say he could use some money right now because there's another mouth to feed. All you need, Giannis, is this hour's cash keyword, culture. C-U-L-T-U-R-E, culture.
Steve may want to give him a baby shower like he did Bart.
Yeah, is that really a thing? I don't want to open that can of worms.
It was.
I know it was.
Google it.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
because when it is
out there.
It is out there, man.
But I think you leave that for the girls. But
doesn't mean people you know that do.
Sure, right.
Yeah, I ain't never been.
Hey, dude, I promise you this, baby Tausch. If you're still working here when you have your first, we'll do one for you, too.
I would prefer not. Yeah, that'll be okay.
Your girl will prefer so, because you'll get a bunch of free diapers.
Well, she can have it, though.
Diapers are expensive, man.
She
can have one.
I don't want to steal her shine.
We're getting sidetracked here. We're getting sidetracked, but I'll explain this to you again. When the female gets the baby shower, they get all the baby clothes, they get the crib, they get all the car
the
seat,
girls,
all
girl
that
stuff,
right?
Girl stuff,
right.
Yeah.
So when the reason they came up with this whole dude shower thing was to give the guy something to do while the girls are doing their own thing, to sit around, drink, do whatever. Ours was different. We did ours at work. And the other reason was, what you're supposed to do is bring all the diapers and all the wipes, because as Leroy and Gary will tell you, you go through quite a few diapers early on in the process.
Yeah, get that to the girl.
5-6 diapers a day, something like that, easy. Those get expensive.
That's the most cheesiest thing in manhood history.
Thank you.
In my opinion.
414-799-1250 Mike and Tulsa.
Throw up.
Everybody doesn't have your money, man.
What's the next package you're buying, Mike?
You stop.
429, cuz. I mean, went up 1 point, 430.
Dude, you married someone with like an 800. Stop.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I'm married. If I was single, I'd be cold and lonely living outside in the rain.
Sounds like it was more of a business decision, Leroy. You may not
thank
want to
say
you.
That.
Said that the whole time.
Tried to walk it back for him. Mike's in Tulsa. Mike, what's the next Packer jersey you're getting, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, Leroy was totally a business decision to get married.
That's right.
That was
absolutely.
He had the pro-con list out, and he was like, wait a minute, let me make sure.
Pro-con list.
And I'm about 10 days away from having my first son, so hopefully.
Hey, congratulations,
Mike.
Appreciate that. Quickly on the jersey thing, if I'm hedging bets for who could end up being an all-time Packer jersey to own, it is Savage, regardless of the whole number thing and the wrapper. I get that.
Right.
Because there's a certain set of rules. You have to either be a Hall of Famer, or in my opinion, if you win a championship, you can get one from each side of the ball. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think Rodgers is always going to be a classic, even if he plays another year somewhere else. And even though Matthews and Jordy have gone on to spend a year or two, depending, I still think you can always rock a Jordy in a Matthews jersey because they were a big part of that Super
Bowl. Or Randa Cobb. You know,
appreciate
Randa
it, Mike, and congratulations.
What about a John Kuhn jersey? A
lot of John Kuhn jerseys back when I was in high school.
That's a lot of people 30. A
lot of John Kuhn jerseys.
100%.
A lot of people 30.
So, last jersey I bought, this is from Joe, was Eddie Lacy after his rookie season. Nick Sawyer says, David Bakhtiari's the jersey I'd get next. Maybe then I'd be able to pound beer like I was in college again.
Probably not, but you can try.
Yeah, you can try. Mick's in Johnson Creek. Mick, you're on the fan.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
What's going on, Mick?
I got the ultimate jersey for you guys.
Come on with it.
All right. 55 on the front, 91 on the back, and the nameplate says Both Smiths.
I like that.
That works out well. I like that idea. Now, that's going to cost you some money, though, Mick.
Sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, who's making that?
Somebody, you can get it made.
You can get it made. Somebody can screen print it down somewhere. Yeah, somebody can find a way to make it.
You used to make them in China, but they're arguing with everybody now, so you can't do that.
Chris on the north side. Chris, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
You can't do that no more.
How's Big Show doing today?
Good.
That's good. A couple years ago, I bought my daughter a J.J. Hardy jersey, only to have her leave at the end of the year and have her never wear it again. So from this point on, I only rock a Hall of Fame jersey, so because they're always being styled. So I'd rock a Aaron Rodgers, which is going to be a Hall of Fame, Brett Favre, Robin Yount from the Brewers. Leroy Butler going to be a future Hall of Famer, so my jersey of choice will always be somebody that is a Hall of Fame player for my team. So that's all I got to say. You guys have a good day.
Appreciate
it,
Chris.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad for somebody to be online right now ordering a Reggie White jersey. That would be amazing.
Or like this man, Jake is in West Bend. Jake, what's the next Packer jersey you're grabbing?
Hey, guys. Really appreciate the time. I actually, this morning, since on Packer Shop, they have a discount going on, I got myself a J.K. Scott jersey, the missile.
There it is.
Nice.
The missile.
There you
missile.
Go. There you
appreciate
go.
Appreciate the call, Jake. Yep. There you go.
The missile. Yep.
There's another one, Gary.
Or Mason Crosby.
I like
good
that.
Too.
I like
told
that
J.K. Scott, man. That joker, he should be in the Pro Bowl this year.
He's a defender. He should be in the defensive room. Pin him back.
Pin
and make him
back.
Go 80 yards. Yeah, he is a defensive stat.
Well, we won't get any J.K. Scott love in the next segment for calls. It's 414-799-1250. Tom Kesnick, the godfather of fantasy football, coming up.
He's in a good mood today, so you can ask.
Well, I don't know.
Because last week, the guy squeezed in two questions, and that was the first time he was saying, okay. Normally, he's like, nope. So he
let it slide by, so he was in that good of a mood?
Yeah, he was in a good mood, so. I don't know if you could try it, though.
I wouldn't. Tom Kesnick's next. Use the hashtag BigFantasy at 105.7FM. The Fan 414-799-1250 for the godfather of fantasy football here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Keyword, Wendy's.
Wendy's is the key word. And listen, $9.99, you can feed your whole family. $9.99, 48 nuggets, chicken nuggets, spicy or regular. Just $9.99 at Wendy's. If you're on your way home looking for something fun and something different to do on a Friday night as the kids get ready to celebrate and party into the weekend that they don't have school for the next couple of days, they'll love you for that. Or how about that chili? Because it's going to get cold tonight. It's supposed to be like 33, 34 by tomorrow morning when we wake up. It's going to get cold. Chili will keep you warm. Feeds 4 to 6. Again, $9.99. That's all it's going to cost you, $9.99. Wendy's is the place to be for all your family meals. Go to Wendy's right now.
Fantasy football with the godfather of fantasy football next on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.